Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. A quick note before we get to this week's picks. I saw The Batman in theaters this week, and it's an absolute must-see. Run. Don't walk, to your nearest Cineplex and check it out. Tig Tig Notaro is one of the funniest people in the stand-up industry right now. I knew nothing about her until I saw this documentary, and I was floored by the strength she's had to summon in her life. It follows Notaro's struggles with a family tragedy and getting diagnosed with breast cancer. This hilarious, beautiful portrait of Notaro is must-watch, and even though it's a bit dated, released in 2015, it's well worth every moment you spend on it. She is one of the best comedians in the world right now, and her story is entrancing start to finish. 4/5 stars Dark Waters. This was one of the final movies I saw in theaters before the pandemic hit, and I was awestruck. An environmental lawsuit movie with some serious bite, I couldn't believe what I was watching. It follows a defense attorney who takes a lawsuit against a chemical company who expose people to pollution. Rarely does he get top dramatic billing, but Mark Ruffalo is incredible here. Anne Hathaway, Tim Robbins, and Bill Pullman are all great too. A true story, based on the New York Times article, this is a harrowing, truly intense film. 4/5 stars Wedding Crashers, coming Sunday. One of the funniest movies I've ever seen in theaters, nearly 20 years later, and it still manages to make me laugh out loud. It follows bachelors John and Jeremy, best friends since childhood, who crash weddings and sleep with unwitting party guests as a hobby. Their wily ways are put to the test when they go to the wedding of the Treasury Secretary's daughter, and get more than they bargained for. Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn are in peak form here, and the supporting cast includes Bradley Cooper, Rachel McAdams, Isla Fisher, Christopher Walken, and the hilarious Jane Seymour. One of the most quotable movies of the 2000s, this raunchy comedy will make you double over with laughter. 4.5 stars The Last Samurai, coming Sunday. I'll admit this one hasn't aged incredibly, but it truly is one of those movies people have entirely forgotten about. Incredibly art direction, amazing sets and costumes, and a visual flair highlight this epic. It follows an American military man who embraces samurai culture following his hiring to destroy their way of life. When he's caught, he changes his tune. Tom Cruise stars, and while he's incredible, Ken Watanabe steals the show. Nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar, he's the main reason to watch this one. Emotional, intense and full of amazing sequences, it's one worth a revisit. 3.5 stars Taboo. This incredible series aired on FX in 2017, and fans have been anxiously awaiting a season 2 ever since. It follows James Delaney in the early 1800s as he returns to England following years in Africa. He tries to restore his late father's shipping empire. But government and competing forces want the money he's gained, and they'll do anything to get it. Tom Hardy is absolutely terrifying and magnetic in this show, created by himself, his father Chips Hardy and Stephen Knight. Co-starring Una Chaplin, Jonathan Pryce, David Heyman, Michael Kelly and Stephen Graham, it's one of the best things to hit TV in a decade. 5/5 stars Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.